This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Star-spangled banner flutters in the sky. Trying to make the scene. Time hustles those who wait to die. Sweet soul sister. Where to begin, ladies and gentlemen? You can't deny that we're seeing a acceleration in time space. And you can't deny that the forces of corruption are being revealed, and even being revealed by themselves. And we see earth changes increasing as well. They've even tried to blame the Pacific Rim being the most active in its recorded history, which is only about 100 years, where it's been scientifically recorded, but it is the most active. They're trying to blame that on global warming. They're trying to blame that on you, on your personal geoengineering. But they're saying that government geoengineering, which they admit is going on in their own white papers, doesn't exist, and you're a kook if you say it does exist. So you are geoengineering, and you're the cause of all the problems, but not all the big shadowy Department of Energy programs. Who's the big conspiracy theorist now? And then they put out a new movie, Geostorm, about geoengineering, rolling out all the technologies to everybody, the electromagnetic antennas, space-based systems, aerosols sprayed by aircraft. So everybody can say, oh, I heard that. That's in a movie. Alex Jones got it from that. He doesn't know it's from a movie. And then we can have Bill Gates come out and say, well, there are technologies like that, but you know, it's not like a movie. It's actually going to help everybody. And we've got a UN treaty and a UN Office of Weather Modification. So we're globally going to control this now. See, they talk to you like you're an idiot. I've seen and showed folks mainline fifth grade social studies and science textbooks that say the government's adding things to jet fuel to create particula, to create a sunscreen to protect the earth. But then when we point out it's going on, they go, oh, you're insane. It doesn't exist. But then once it's admitted, they'll say, well, Alex Jones was right, and that there's some stuff going on, just not what he's saying, that every trail you see is geoengineering. I never said that. It's ice crystals. It's condensation. It's a condensation trail. So they go, well, Alex is funny. It came true. There's all these reports the frogs are turning gay. But see, back when he said it, 18 years ago, it was kooky and made up. Now it just came true, which makes him even more of a kook. when it was always just public in the documents. We got a lady joining us who's suing CNN. And we're going to talk more about the hurricane of all hurricanes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll look at all the storm tracks and discuss the type of damage we could witness from this Category 6, a new category of hurricane. They're not officially called Irma a Category 6, but they say above 165 miles an hour is basically a Category 6. It's at 185 miles an hour, never seen in the Atlantic Ocean before. Typhoons get up to 180 sometimes. They turn the other direction as hurricanes and are in the Pacific Ocean and, of course, are more deadlier of storms. Now, again, they've only been recording hurricanes accurately for 50, 60 years. So there's been storms this damaging before. But since they've been recording them, this is the fastest turning hurricane and has already destroyed quite a few islands in its wake and is set now to go over Cuba and, of course, the island of Hispaniola that's divided by Haiti and, of course, the Dominican Republic. Many of the tracks show it going right up the eastern seaboard, starting in the Keys and southern Florida. Though NOAA is picked out of hundreds of different models, they believe it's going to, with their computers, go around, hitting the Keys, but going around Florida into the Gulf of Mexico. So a lot of different tracks we'll be looking at coming up. But first off, I wanted to get a guest on who's taking action. We have seen the last 2 weeks the Family Research Council. It's already been attacked and shot up because of Southern Poverty Law Center reports, terrorization, stalking. We've already seen them file a lawsuit. We've seen the D. James Kennedy Center, mainline international Christian church that reaches tens of millions of people a week. D. James Kennedy, super mainline Christian. But they have come out and said the same thing. Camille Paglia came out and said today that we're going to be covering, and she's a lesbian, but also a historian and researcher and a smart lady. She said this transgender stuff with kids is child abuse. Because you're telling a three-year-old, you're a boy, but you're really a girl, you're a girl, you're really a boy. If people grow up and want to identify something else, I'm a tolerant person, I don't hate them, that's their issue. But to have government and schools sexualizing children, I mean, if it was a man at the park coming over to your five-year-old son and saying, I think you're a little girl, want to get in the ice cream truck with me, you think you had a new serial killer, he'd go to jail. But when they do it in the name of tolerance, it's happening. But I'm digressing here. They're filing suit. Diamonds and Silk are looking at filing suit. I'm looking at filing suit because the Southern Poverty Law Center, with its $60-plus million we've now discovered offshore, Weekly Standard's reporting on that, and they're finding more money every day, they are listing myself and hundreds of other people, well, thousands total, in this national database that they create, this shadowy multinational organization with ties to the CIA. They are going out and just putting people in the midst of white supremacists and other unsavory groups and terrorist groups. And then Amazon, everybody else is taking the database and saying, oh, D. James Kennedy, you can't sell your books on Amazon. Oh, D. James Kennedy, you can't be part of our program that we say any charity can be listed here as a searchable function. So they're being excluded in a discriminatory way never before seen. I think it's wrong if you own a big bakery not to bake a gay couple's, you know, cake. But I'm a libertarian. The point is, if they don't have the right as a small bakery to do that, how then can you tell Christians that they can't say marriage is between a man and a woman? And if, even if it's hateful, and you know, you say some church says they hate people, which the D. James Kennedy group and others aren't, it's their free speech right, isn't it? So this is real censorship. This is real electronic gulags that Matt Drudge and others have warned about. It's here. And we're in these databases, and we're being refused service across the board. We have real bona fide damages here. I have standing. I don't particularly want to sue, but we're looking at who to because we have to stand up for ourselves. Here's the headline. Attorney announces lawsuit against CNN on behalf of the American people. Joni points out how CNN continues to blast Americans as white national radicals and for CNN calling on alt-left rioters to show up at events and cause havoc who have now been listed as terrorists. So they called the Antifa to go out and be violent. It's like Don Corleone telling, you know, one of his hitmen to go kill somebody, Luca Brasi. He's just as guilty as Luca Brasi. Joni says CNN made a slip-up and publicized the Southern Poverty Law Center list on their website as their own when they realized it 4 hours later they took it down. Southern Poverty Law Center has conservative Americans and some of the country's greatest institutions listed as radical terrorists, 917 groups tagged as hate groups. So she's taking action. She has standing because she's an American. She's a conservative. She's a patriot being listed as a white supremacist marked for death. And she's a lawyer currently involved in multi-jurisdictional federal and state litigation with heavy focus on employment, contractual disputes, non-compete trade secrets, and wrongful death issues, both plaintiff and defense. Maybe she's the lawyer I should get for a suit. I mean, I'm being damaged. It's already like $7 million this year already. Work closely as a corporate legal advisor, contractual issues with the board of directors, the board of trustee issues and related for corporate entities. She announced a lawsuit against CNN on behalf of the American people that are being targeted as radical terrorists, close quote. I mean, it's like they're saying we're Adolf Hitler. This is marking us for death. This is serious psychological and cultural terrorism. Joni, CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, the Southern Poverty Law Center. I've talked to a bunch of the top lawyers. They all say you've got open and shut cases, but 2 years of litigation why on earth have they gotten so radical, and why have you been forced to take action?
Well, you know what? Are you seeing me okay, Alex? Because I lost you.
I am seeing you. So go ahead. Thanks.
Okay. I'll tell you what happened is, you know, we've all been, you know, I've been watching this go on for the last couple of years, and you made a great point earlier on. You are a connection expert. And, you know, people can, you know, see, oh, gosh, this doesn't look right over here. This doesn't look right. But I'll tell you when it all came together for me. And listen, I'm a little late coming to the party. But you know what? Sometimes that's good because by the time you get to the party, people got all the small talk out of the way and they're ready to get down to action. I'll tell you what really got me on board and off the couch. 3 weeks ago, I watched as Michael Moore, he had a bad day that day. You know, his show bombed and he was on with Don Lemon, who is just a race baiter, just he cannot even be called a journalist because that's an insult to journalists. But he got on CNN and he was being, you know, probed by Don Lemon, and he said, he made this statement, Alex. He said, Trump is a rapist and he is raping the United States. And if his supporters have a chance to redeem themselves tonight, if they denounce him, but if not, they are complicit to rape. And I want to tell you something. That got me off the couch, and I called my nephew, who is a great guy, first year at Liberty, Corey Jones, and I said, Matthew, I need to know about this Twitter stuff. I need to know. And we talked, and I said, I'm going to take action. And I'll tell you what, in 3 weeks, Alex, we now have over 25,000 people that have signed up for this class action lawsuit.
Wow, I didn't know that this exploded like this. Joni Turner, congratulations on standing up for our free speech against these bullies. They call us Nazis with no evidence. Putting people in a group, not letting them have commerce, demonizing them, shutting them off from jobs, firing them, bullying them, beating them up. That's what the brown shirts did in Nazi Germany.
Well, that's exactly right. I'll tell you, Alex, what happened is, and, you know, I've had a couple people ask me, well, why not MSNBC? Or, well, everybody knows that MSNBC, they're idiots. You know, they're a clown show. And so when you go and listen to them, you know, anymore, I mean, people don't take them serious. But why CNN is so, they have gone from lying to the American people, which was a crime in and of itself, but to a lying about them, Alex. And what they have done is
they're attacking the American people. Hillary got in trouble for saying half of Trump supporters are deplorable. They're saying all of you are rapists.
Oh, rapists, Nazis, and what they're doing, and Alex, this is so good, and I can't even tell you how good this is, but what they are doing is they're creating a false narrative to create a group. And then they are funded by the same people that the Southern Poverty Law Center is funded by. Then they're going out and they are calling their wolves and Antifa and all of the Black Lives Matters, like what is that? But and all these radical groups that hijack these names, and they're coming and they're putting maps out, Alex, and you touched on that right before I came on. They are putting maps out, and CNN accidentally put it up as their own map. It's the hate map, you know, that Southern Poverty has up. And what they're doing, Alex, is they're creating this narrative, and then they're calling and paying these guys to come and attack us. And it's crazy what is going on. And you know what? I looked at the TV and I said, no more. If you think you're getting away with this, you're wrong. I'm coming after you. That's all I said. I'd never even heard of Periscope. And I heard of Periscope the day after my nephew again told me about it. I got on there, and now we're 25,000 strong, Alex.
Well, let's go over this lawsuit, because they want to sue gun manufacturers. They want to sue cities and police departments till they collapse. But they don't have cases. They're losing their cases everywhere. I've talked to top lawyers in Austin, D.C., New York. I've got some of the top firms, and they're ready to file the lawsuits. And they say all these cases where we've got the letters back from major credit card companies, letters back from major online companies saying, we're not going to do business with you because you're listed as a hate group. I mean, we have it against the companies and the Southern Poverty Law Center, open and shut, total discrimination. Why would they be so bold? What are they thinking? You can't just say somebody's a rapist and somebody's Hitler and then put them in a database to discriminate against them when you can't do that to any American. I mean, this is crazy.
And look at this one, Alex. Have you seen this one? And I love how you were talking about the back page news stories. J.P. Morgan just gave $1 million to the Southern Poverty Law Center. James Murdoch, I want to tell you something. We've got you've got a cause of action against them too. J.P. Morgan, a financial system, just gave $1 million. You can't find this anywhere. CNN, you know, kind of put it under the radar.
They go around and pass the plate. A bunch of Hollywood stars gave $1 million apiece to it in the last month, namely George Clooney.
Oh, listen, I have a little, George Clooney's here from Cincinnati. You know, I have a little, he was one of my first little dates. I used to do a little talk show with his mom, Nina. And I can tell you that he was as silly back then as he is now, but, you know, not as well known. And he's as left as you can get. I mean, look, he married, you know, I think she's Lebanese, his wife. And you know, it's Hollywood. And, but the thing is Alex, what you have put your finger on is it's the connection. People think that these are occurring. It's the connection. It is all connected.
This is mass racketeering, classically bullying on a mass scale against the American people. And they think libertarians and conservatives are so nice, we won't fight back. Again, you're a lawyer. You're an expert in this. But I've talked to the top lawyers. They say it's cut and dry that if people are going to get in trouble for not baking somebody a cake, you can't just deny people because they run the website Jihad Watch with very respected groups just showing what jihadis are saying and doing. You can't deny them on PayPal because they've been listed as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And it expands out from there. Over in England, if you criticize Islam, you're getting arrested. Or if you make fun of ISIS, you're getting arrested. I mean, this is crazy.
It is. And you asked a question just a moment ago, and it's so funny watching you because I could tell your mind when you were saying your head explodes. I know how that is because it connects so much that it's so easy to get off on a tangent because it all makes sense. But I want to take you back to something that you had said earlier about you were asking about, you know, the legal grip that this has. But, you know, Alex, the Southern Poverty Law Center, it started out as being, you know, okay. But then, just like everything else that the left has done, it's been hijacked. And I'll tell you, what is happening now...
It's been turned into a new Clinton Foundation with 60-plus million offshore. They say that's probably not even legal for one of these tax-free groups that's supposedly, you know, out there. It got started to give black people and other poor folks who were discriminated against in the South money to sue, which is laudable, but it's basically never even done that and is now this mysterious cutout group. And I've had high-level CIA people, not just... people like Steve Pachinik, who's run major operations, point out that he was involved setting them up to infiltrate law enforcement to look for white supremacists. But that was never really done. They instead use it as a group to take over law enforcement, just like the ADL has been caught breaking into police stations and stealing data. Go ahead.
100%. And, you know, the thing about it is that when you start making connections like this, people go, oh, it's a conspiracy. Well, I'm here to tell you, I was a prosecutor before I went into private practice. And the largest crimes that are committed, the ones that affect people the most, they start as conspiracies, but it's all connected. And why this is so powerful, and getting back to what I wanted to say to you is that you said, why do you think that they are, you know, being so bold and coming out now? Well, Alex, they've been quiet as they have snuck into every one of our institutions. You think the media has gone bad? You should try fighting in this court system. And what they've done is they've been quiet all these years. You know, the Obama, oh, my gosh, number one traitor. He should be, you know, put on trial, but we won't go there. But what's happened is...
For folks that don't know, explain to them as a former prosecutor, the Southern Poverty Law Center and others, they go, take people to galas, give them cash awards, infiltrate their lives, bring lots of nice ladies to the little galas and parties. It's really a cult that takes over your local government. Then Loretta Lynch tried the Strong Cities Initiative to federalize law enforcement and bring in UN advisors.
When I'm telling you, and when they start up or how they have to get there, you know, a serial killer doesn't become a serial killer because he looks like one. He's a serial killer because he looks like, you know, a George Clooney or somebody that he can get people in, and then he kills them. So, these people that are looking so, you know, so good, the Southern Poverty Law Center, what could they do? You know, I'm thinking they're down there helping the poor people in the South. No, what they're doing is they're working with CNN and a lot more powerful people, and they are targeting. Let me make no doubt about it. They are targeting a group. They have a group specific in mind, and then they are funding the wolves that are going to come in. And they are, we have no freedom of speech anymore. I have people that are contacting me. They're being shot at if they have a Trump sticker. I mean, this is huge. It's not just a small case. And
tell folks how many people you now have on your class action suit, because obviously the media is not going to cover this.
No, well, you know, I have been contacted by a lot of media, but I refuse to talk with them. I was with Bill Mitchell just a little bit yesterday. We have 25,000 that now those are singular people that have signed up. And listen, Alex, these people have given their full names, their addresses, and their phone numbers. These people aren't messing around. They're not putting on burkas or covering up their faces saying, well, these are like, here's where I live. This is my phone number. And we're coming after you, CNN. And I'm telling you, it's going to explode. And every day that I am working on this, the case gets larger and it gets more concrete.
Wow, this is riveting. I'm so blown away that my producer got you, because I mean, the media, I haven't seen you covered, so I figure they were covering it up or just waiting to try to spin it or demonize you. But let's walk through then how you woke up, why you got upset, when you started this, and how it's gotten so big so fast.
What happened, and again, and I really mean this, Alex, I started my Twitter page a year ago in June because I was going to go to the World Series of Poker and play, and I was going to tweet my journey, because as a prosecutor and as an attorney, I don't use social media because I don't want a lot of people I put in jail are just going to be getting out soon. And so, I don't want them to find me. So I was not in the Twitter game at all. I explained earlier how I saw Michael Moore, and I've been watching how CNN has just, gone down the slippery slope, just as our legal system has. So when he literally called out and stated as fact that our president was a rapist and that we as American conservative American citizens, now they know who they're targeting. It's Trump supporters or conservative Americans that we are complicit to rape. It pissed me off. And I got up. The first thing I did is I called my little nephew, because the up and comers, the millennials, they're good on this Twitter stuff. And I'm like, Corey, what should I do? And the first thing he said to me, and Alex, this will come as a compliment. He said, Joni, you've got to get Alex Jones on this. And I said, who is Alex Jones? 3 weeks ago. Now I am intimate with you, Alex, and you didn't know that, but I had no idea.
Awesome. Anymore.
And so what has happened, Alex, is that when I first did my first Periscope, I think it was 19 days ago, it says on Periscope, I was ticked. And I was just going down the causes of action, and a lot of those were, while they pertain to the case, they weren't the stuff that was really going to stick. And Alex, I'm going to tell you something. Trust me, I don't want to start shouting. My mom's a preacher, so I'm a daughter of a preacher. We won't get into that. That was just a whole bunch of stuff. But, I'm going to tell you something. The more that I've got looking at this, listen, Alex, they are basing, okay? They are basing this false reporting, and CNN, I mean, they've gone desperate now. They're staging news stories. And what they have done is they are basing what they're doing on two Supreme Court cases. The one is Brandenburg v. Ohio, and it happened right here, one street over from where I am in my office right now. And then also, Texas v. Johnson. Now do we have a break coming up? Tell me if I need to hush.
No, you're great. I'm going to hold you over because Mike Cernovich is coming in. He's been wanting to sue him as well. He's been listed along with myself directly in there with the white supremacists. So he's coming in. So we'll be able to continue. We're going to break in 1 minute, though.
Okay, great. Well, I'll just tell you that a little teaser for break. I have two cases now that I am so excited. They're Supreme Court cases. They've been around for a long time. Brandenburg since 1969. It's time that our legal system get on the ball and get up to date with what's going on in our world. And it's time that you have somebody that's not afraid to be a case of first impression to go after them. And that's what's going to happen in CNN. You better watch it, because I'm coming after you, and I've got some solid grounds to do it.
That's right. Joni Turner, former prosecutor, a respected lawyer, joniturnerlaw.com. You can follow her on Twitter, at Joni Turner Law. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've been shot at, if you've been fired, if you've been beat up, if you've been called a Nazi, especially if you've got a police report or whatever, you need to sign on to this lawsuit. Because I've been telling you, we need to sue, and I'm going to sue. I'm just looking, because we got a lot of really strong cases. I've been hurt bad. $7 million now that we didn't bring in this year to fund this operation because of these lists and us being denied access to the marketplace by the racketeering of the Southern Poverty Law Center and their cohorts at CNN, MSNBC, and others.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The globalists have got a tiger by the tail, having the Southern Poverty Law Center and others.
Yep.
Just say all Americans that voted Trump are white supremacists. All Americans that voted Trump are rapists. These are the talking points that are now causing violence. And Antifa is out savagely beating and attacking even prayer groups, multiracial groups, transsexuals that are at libertarian meetings. I mean, they'll attack anybody. And Joni Turner is a former prosecutor. She is a lawyer deals with these type of cases. This is racketeering. This is organized fraud, civil rights violation, trying to deny conservatives, libertarians, just free thinkers access to the marketplace. We've been kicked off AdRoll. We have been blocked from big credit card companies. We've been blocked from all sorts of other major firms, even though we're well-established and respected, because we've been put in the Southern Poverty Law Center database that they're now putting thousands and thousands and thousands of more people in. They have a live hate map with over 900 dots. Wes, one of our chief engineers, no criminal record in his life. He would fight traffic tickets, beginning with a speeding ticket he didn't know. He's been working for me 15 years. This started about 10 years ago. He was put in a sovereign citizen database. The Southern Poverty Law Center showed the police department videos saying if someone fights a ticket, they're a terrorist. And he's been put in a gang member task force platform. When they pull him over now, they come out with guns drawn. Mike Cernovich, you've been put in the database. So I've been put in the database, and it's caused us more money than we were going to make to even expand this operation in 2017. You came through, bought more of the products, but they're now trying to shut us off on PayPal. They are shutting off mainline Christian churches with hundreds of thousands of members, off of major platforms like Amazon. You're a lawyer as well, Mike Cernovich. They've really jumped the shark here. We're going to get back into the hurricane and this huge Debbie Wasserman Schultz news and FBI cover-up news that's so bombshell here in just a few minutes. And you're going to be riding a shotgun. But as a lawyer, hearing her break this down, and she's going to get more into it, again, the question, why are they so reckless now? Why are they doing things that every high-powered lawyer I've talked to says we will win on?
It's they're drunk with power. Ultimately, they've never been held accountable. Nobody's ever gone after them. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy. And you know that if you go after them, they're going to bring down the hammer. They're going to try to ruin your life. They're going to go to your neighbor's house and say, knock, knock, I'm a reporter with so-and-so. Did you know your next-door neighbor is a lunatic, white supremacist, neo-Nazi? That's how they get you, is they'll go into your neighborhood and they're knocking on doors and go.
And let's show it on screen. You're in the Southern Poverty Law Center in between Nazis. Let's put that article up on screen.
Yeah, I mean, they added me to their hate list in an effort to have me murdered. Remember Floyd Lee Corkins? Everybody should know Floyd Lee Corkins. What they do is they create these hate lists, and then they're in cahoots with the media. So what they'll do is they'll knock, knock, knock. Oh, hey, neighbor of Mike Cernovich, did you know that he's been added to a hate list? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about being on the hate list? How do you feel knowing that you live next door to a...
So it's all classic stalking, classic harassment. What do you think of Joni Turner, a high-powered lawyer, former prosecutor? She's already got thousands of people signed up with documentation of how they were attacked or discriminated against because they had a Trump sticker, or a Republican city council member's that neighbor comes over, shoots him twice in the head, says, die, Trump supporter. We ought to get that guy's widow signed up. I mean, Joni, they have jumped the shark.
Oh my gosh. It is even worse than we know. And Mike, I am sorry that that happened to you, because that's incredible. That when I saw that they were putting up the names of individuals, it was amazing to me. But they are doing this not, and you're exactly right, Mike. They have never been held accountable. And that's what's going on in our court systems too. Our judges, they aren't even going by case law anymore. If they will look you up on a database, and if they find out that you're a conservative, and if the judge is liberal, because they all have been, you know, because the federal judges the last 8 years, because most of them were appointed by Obama, you might as well forget arguing law with them. I'm telling you, I've been closer to being in jail the last 4 years than I ever have in my life, because I just want to go at them, because I know that they've got an agenda, and that my clients are suffering because they are not being held accountable, like you said, Mike, and like CNN is not. But they're getting desperate also. I want to say that, Alex. They're getting desperate too, because they thought that they were going to have another 8 years with Hillary to go ahead and sneak in. Oh, my God. Thank God that he had mercy on us, and that Donald Trump had the guts and the Teflon. Listen, that boy was made for this place and time. You may not like everything he says, but his life was divinely appointed.
Oh, there's no doubt this is divine intervention. He is a huge stumbling block to them, their whole operation, and he's bringing their hate out and showing everyone just how vicious and hateful they are.
yeah, he's giving people the opportunity to see who they are. I mean, one thing I always ask is, when have you ever read a special report on CNN about the far left? Where are the media coming
from? No, they have reports saying Antifa's good.
Yeah, they go, well, you might not always agree with them. Actually, we're going to put that in one of the films we're doing, which is Van Jones is going to be overlaid with people being attacked viciously by Antifa, where Van Jones of CNN says, oh, well, Antifa, they're actually pretty good guys. Don Lemon saying the same thing. Jake Tapper refusing to cover it. So we're going to overlay it and run media on them. And, of course, that is why they hate us so much, because they know that we have professional operations. We have professional people. We have creative people. The real creative people in Hollywood, this summer, Hollywood had a terrible summer. Why? Because they've shut out the creative people. The creative.
By the way, I'm not bragging, but that mutual friend that you had contact me, I mean, the super high caliber folks that are about to come out against the globalists that have been pushed, they're not conservatives, they're not libertarians, they're not liberals, they're just freedom lovers, and people are finally sick of it. The globalist left has pushed too far.
Well, yeah, actually, and we definitely can't leak that out, but yeah, just for those of you listening, watching, an amazing opportunity for the world. And for just waking people up, and the truth has presented itself. And again, the person that would be doing this project with Alex is a very well, everybody listening would know who this person is, but he isn't a so-called conservative. He's just a free thinker. He's tired of people saying, you know what, you can't talk to these people. You can't do anything with these people. Don't listen. He just says, I want to hear creative ideas. And right now, the orthodoxy is being on the left. They're so boring. I know what they're going
to
say.
It's a dogma. It's like going to some crazy church. You know, where they brainwash you. It's a cult.
Right. So the actually creative people in Hollywood, the creative people in the industry, the creative people in journalism, I have reporters call me up just to talk. It isn't even that we're doing a story. They're just like, what is new? Because they're so bored of being in a big office, a big conference room with 50 people where they go, oh, yeah, Trump's a racist. His people are bad.
Here's the newest talking point that came down from Podesta. Let's all repeat it 5 billion times.
Yeah, they're just burned out. They want. That's why they all watch here. They watch here even though they might not agree with the politics, because at least there's original thinking going on here. You never know when you watch Infowars.com. You never know what is going to happen. And that's what keeps people captivated, what keeps people watching. And we bring in great people, or you bring in great people like Joni, who is going to be shut off in the mainstream media. So even if people...
Exactly. And the left's always like, don't talk to Alex. Don't talk to Cernovich. Don't talk to... They want to nitpick and tell us who to talk to or who to have on, or telling Joe Rogan not to have you on. And again, that's no criticism of Joe. It shows who are these so-called liberals and these appointed priest class people that tell everybody how to live and what to do. And they all talk with real affected voices and say it with lots of authority, like Daddy caught you stealing money out of his wallet, and Junior, you're in a lot of trouble. Joni, you're chomping at the bit.
Oh, I know. I'm telling you, it's all I can do to jump in. But everything you're saying, I'm not kidding. It's so true. I don't know if you saw one of the stupidest shows on television, but The View yesterday, they had Mike Huckabee
yes.
and Cher on. And I'm telling you, when they want to create a lie, how can you fight against it? Joy Behar, I think that's her name. Oh, my gosh. Here's what she says to Sarah. She says to Sarah, how are you going to dispute this fact? It is proven. Here's what she said. It is proven that 95% of what Donald Trump says is a lie. It's proven. And Sarah just looks at her and like, how do you say that? How can you defend that?
That's right. They got caught lying in the election, so they decided to triple and quadruple what they did.
Oh, it has just gotten crazy. But I'll tell you what CNN is doing. There you go. What CNN is doing is, you know, they are parading around, and they're still running that they're number one in cable news network. And I just want to read you this really quick, guys. This is going to be part of our suit. But if you go on their website, on their editorial policy, they say that they are 100% dedicated to integrity and the accuracy of all their stories. And before they run them, their stories are reviewed by a team of senior editors, and listen to this, and by practice specialists and their lawyers way before they broadcast. So
that means they're saying we're all rapists and Nazis with pure, calculated, legal intent of malice aforethought, with intent to do harm, to deny us access to the marketplace, in classic violation of the Civil Rights Act, the Geneva Convention, and every modicum of a decent society.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know who their lawyers are, but But those lawyers have turned into a bunch of yes people. They better get themselves some new lawyers because they are they've headed them down the wrong road, which I'm glad now. I can watch them now without, like people used to say, well, I stroke out when I watch them. I'm like, don't anymore. Hope they get worse, because now it's like being in the living room with a defendant on the other side of a case. You know, I'm going, just spew it, Don Lemon. Get on there, Van Jones.
That's right. Don't interrupt your enemy when they're in the process of destroying themselves. Well, Joni, thank you for giving us one of the first interviews. Please come back next week to give us updates. But just in 60 seconds or so, tell us what's next in the case, where you filed it, and when we're going to start seeing some of the fireworks. Because they're suddenly getting a little concerned and suddenly, backing off Antifa.
Well, they are, and I'll tell you something. We sent our first cease and desist letter. We have not certified the class yet, so there's not a lawsuit filed. And probably the lawsuit will come in 3 to 4 weeks.
I understand. So first you've got to give them a chance to go back on what they've said and correct it under the statutes.
Well, the reason that we send the cease and desist is because I'm going to go in and try to hit them with an injunction. And what an injunction does, you have to send the cease and desist prior to. An injunction shuts them down right then. And I don't want to shut down CNN.
Just stop calling faceless people Nazis. It's fire in the theater.
Or creating your own, stories that are false, that are creating a targeted group. So that's where we are. If your listeners want, and you don't have to have been targeted. If you're a United States citizen that has voted for Trump or a conservative, feel free. Where they go, Alex, is www.ourtakedown.com. Or if on Twitter, it's @JoniTurnerLaw. And it explains there to you where you can go, and you have to just go and you sign up, and you will become part of this lawsuit. And, Alex, I want to tell you what an honor it has been to be on your show, and please keep your voice going.
Oh, I will. You're awesome. I've called for everybody to sue them, class action suits. In fact, I'm going to join your class action suit. That won't stop me from filing other aggressive suits that we are going to file, because we're under attack. We're being assaulted, and I've got to defend myself. Joni, I'm impressed. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, Alex. It's nice to see you, Mike.
Wow, amazing. And we need to recap what's happening with the hurricane and then get into this huge Debbie Wasserman Schultz story. It's up on Infowars.com. But let's hit this first. Let's cue up Debbie Wasserman Schultz from several months ago. I'm sure you've seen this. They've talked to the police. Imran Awan, who was trying to flee the country, now in house arrest, he left the laptop there with letters to the police about all the criminal activities. It was Debbie Wasserman Schultz's computer. No wonder she's threatening the cops on tape saying, give me my computer back. But she told Congress that it wasn't her computer. So we've got her in perjury. We've got her threatening the police, involved in obstruction, trying to abscond with the evidence. It just goes on and on. And now we know for months, no wonder Trump was so mad, the feds are sitting in the DOJ, still full of Obama holdouts. They're trying to ferret out. They are sitting on top of the bombshell of something so criminal that it got this brother to leave this with the police. I believe Mike Cernovich, because he was fearing for his life.
Yeah, and he wants to flip. He actually wanted protection.
I was about to say, you've been in D.C. for weeks. Tell folks.
Yeah. So he wanted protection, and because he knows the body count is high. So that is why, again, great story broken on the Daily Caller.
By the way, I knew you were sitting on this because of sources. You told me some of this about a week ago when I called you when you were in D.C.
Yeah, but, you know, you always want to let – I like to let other people break news. Is the way I look at it. So when I sit on things too, you don't, and I don't always want to share what I know all the time, because that
it's getting, you're already redlining the engine. You can't exactly. You gotta let some other people break some news. You can't be so number one, or it's really asking for it.
Yes, and then
it freaks the enemy out more to be hit from more sides.
That's exactly right. So what I do is I like people to break news, and then I link to the news they break. I only want to break a story every 2 weeks. If I break a story every 2 weeks, I'm happy. Or even one a month, I want to.
That demoralizes the enemy better.
Yeah, because then they don't know. They're like, oh my God, who's breaking news everywhere they look?
So it's well known in D.C. this is going on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it was well known in D.C. that Debra Wasserman Schultz is completely done, pretty much. Even her own defenders have told me off the record, these are the highest level people of the DNC go, hey, off the record, like, we're not going to stand up for it. So right now there's this bribery trial in Florida going on with the senator, and they're still kind of having his back. But they've all told me, No. Deborah Wasserman Schultz is hated. We all want her to go down and to be taken down. We're not going to defend her. So that's why you're not seeing a lot of, they tried to send the Elon Brothers story, but you're not seeing people who are Democrats coming out in support of Ferrari.
Sure, but doesn't, like the sweater, isn't she the string that pulls the whole Clinton crime syndicate down?
I think they're just going to pin it all on her, and she's a very corrupt, evil person. There's a lot of people know where the bodies are buried on her, so she tries to threaten other people. They're going to say, look, you know, how far do you want to go?
But it did show how desperate she was to march in, and well, let's play that clip again, a couple months ago, and tell the head of the D.C. police, you know, you're going to get it. You're in big trouble if you don't give me my laptop back, when she just told Congress it wasn't her laptop. Here it is.
Under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate members' equipment when the member is not under investigation. It is their equipment, and it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there are extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think that, you know, working through my counsel and, you know, the necessary personnel, if that in fact is the case, and with the permission of, through the investigation, then we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way. And should expect that there will be consequences. I yield back.
Gentlemen, thank you for your testimony.
There will be consequences, you can bet, threatening, and I say D.C. police, that's the Capitol Police, but she's also threatening the D.C. police.
Same thing. She looks like a demon. I mean, people should actually study that clip and just look at the scowl that she has. She's
radiating like, aggressive hatred.
Yeah, exactly. That shows you just how evil these high-level Democrats are. Just take a look at that with the sound off. Show that picture to your child and say, what do you think? Is this person good or evil?
We'll be right back with the latest on the mega hurricane and what Cernovich thinks the angles are.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why new manna storable foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New manna is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your new manna today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're talking about the intimidation and the bullying by globalists and leftists, and just how Nazi-like they truly are. I was just talking to Matt, one of the producers. His mom, he took photos of it this weekend. He just had forgotten about it because you kind of suppress this type of stuff. They were eating at Kirby Lane in North Austin, and she has an Infowars.com sticker on her car. And somebody put a sign on the car saying, Trump and Alex Jones are effing idiots. And we're going to show you photos of this next hour. They're loading it into the TV computers and things so we can show it to you. And then his roommate at his house, girlfriend, who moved here from San Francisco, she behind his back just said, you know, I can't even talk to him and be his friend because he works there. This is a cult, ladies and gentlemen, and these people aren't going to stop, and they've been induced to get violent, to get aggressive, to get crazy as they flee Seattle and, you know, places like L.A. and places that are having economic problems for the average trendy. You know, as a replace with foreign labor, they come here and try to repeat it with a bunch of dogmatic bullying. I need to plug here because that's how we fund our operation, but Cernovich, and we'll get into the hurricane more, but these people are getting worse and worse and worse. And finally, though, their violence, their arrogant violence where they thought they can just have signs that say we come in peace and then viciously attack people like Mars attacks, don't run, we are your friends, it's finally blowing up in their face.
Yeah. On the other hand, though, people are very good, too. So, let's call.
Oh, no. People carry me on their shoulders in most areas, and most folks like me in Austin. It's a minority of crazy people, though.
Yeah, exactly. And that is why support from the audience is so crucial and why going to InfoWarsStore.com is so important, because literally working here makes people a target. Literally coming into the office, people right now are already hating on me on Twitter, going, oh, you're with Alex Jones. Why would you go with Alex Jones? They want to control us.
Everything.
Yeah, they're trying to divide us and try to tell, and people tell Alex too every time I come on. They go, oh, you can't have him on. That's what they try to do, is they want to ostracize us because they're a cult.
They want to isolate us. Because there, it's in the Facebook documents, they on average are the most isolated, alone people, and all they have is this reflected power of the globalists that they're going to control and run our lives. So quickly, Caveman, ultimate paleo formula with the incredible concentrated organic bone broth, the chaga mushroom, and the turmeric and the bee pollen and many other superfoods, is very popular. It's sold out twice. We're not getting more in until it looks like late October, but I don't care. I want to sell it out. 4.7 stars out of 1,600 plus reviews. It is 50% off, and we didn't raise the price, then drop it. It's 50% off the regular retail price, and it's flying off the shelves right now, so get yours today. That's going to run for the next week or so till it sells out in strawberry and in chocolate flavor. We're running out of X2. We're running out of Supermel Vitality at 57% off. You sign up for auto ship, it's a loss leader, an additional 10% off, so that'd be 67% off. That's way past loss leader. But I want you to try it and see how good it is, despite the fact that if I keep selling it, it's going to sell out the next 4 days. That's why I've got to stop the super mail in the next 24 hours. So at least I have a week or so left until more comes in the next month or so. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And Emirates Essentials is amazing. Toiletry products, SPF 30, zinc oxide, of the non-nano type, deep free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, long-lasting natural deodorant, and more. 25% off with an additional 25% off when you sign up for auto ship. That's 50% off there. Just commit to the auto ship. Get big discounts. This, you can cancel anytime, and then you know you're supporting us, and don't forget to do it each month if that is your amazing choice. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Thank you for funding the revolution. By the way, storable foods, 50% off with promo code IRMA and 30% off on gravity-fed filters.
Thank you.
Third hour straight ahead with Mike Cernovich, the author of IBM and the Holocaust, and more.
Live.com today.